The Art of Travel. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination entitled The Art of Travel. People travel around the world and just have a great time. Anita has just arrived here today from New Zealand to greet her co-New Zealander Heinz, who arrived a couple weeks earlier. And they will be surrounded by Switzerlanders and all sorts of people. So we'll be having a wonderful seminar here and a wonderful celebration for our 30th year of being incorporated organization. Well, Anita flew from New Zealand to here, which was a couple of days' flight. And Heinz did the same thing. Now, Heinz could have gone the other way. He could have traveled around across Europe and the Atlantic and then the United States and arrived here and made it into 3 or 4 days. But he wanted to take the shortcut. So what did they do? They heard a lecture that I gave one time, and the lecture said, if you will take your clock and set it immediately on the time of where you're going and respond based on the time where you're going, think it's time to sleep now, it's time to have breakfast, it's time to do these things, and just do them mentally, even if you don't have breakfast to eat at that time, even if you don't, if everybody else is wide awake, you know, you just go to sleep. You can take a nap in the afternoon, you know. So you just take a long nap and take an 8-hour nap, you know, and wake up and, oh, and you see, when you do this, you train the stewards and stewardesses to cooperate with what you're doing. So if you would program yourself to be at the time zone that you're arriving at, then you are amazed that you don't have any jet lag. You don't have anything in your consciousness that says to you that you should be in bed, or you should be up, or you should be having breakfast, or you should be doing something else. Immediately do that. It's such an easy thing to do, just to take your wristwatch and set it for whatever it is that you want to do. And then it's done. And when you arrive there, the time is already established on your watch. It's already established what you're doing, and it's great. So being a world traveler doesn't really take a lot of brains. Being a world traveler just means that you are living in the now. And that is fantastic. Rex has just taken the dishcloth off of the sink, and now he's making it into little dishcloths. And he is having such a great time doing it because it has a taste of dishcloth on it, a taste of food and other wonderful things. And you see, Rex hasn't learned that you're living in the now. And in the now, you do what the now calls for. And the now calls for us being in this house, living cooperatively and friendly with one another, and not chewing up dishcloths. However, every one of you looked over and saw Rex demolishing the dishcloth, and you snickered to yourselves and said, isn't he cute? Well, now, that's a no-no. Rex did something incorrect, and you did something more incorrect, because you are a human being with presumably more intelligence than the dog has. We have the opportunity to travel around the world and have the time zone always be now if we want it to be that way. We have the opportunity to travel around the world and always have jet lag, because we will not give up the habit we have of living in the time zone that we were when we left. We want to live in the time zone that it is when we arrive. And this is a very important thing for us to think about in living in the now. In living in the now, we are living in this moment. And what is this moment? Well, we have clocks up on the wall, not here. We have clocks up on the wall which say London, it says New York, it says this local time in California, And we look there and we say, oh, look at in Switzerland, it's 6:30. And here, it's only noon. And we say, isn't that wonderful? Now, what are they doing in Switzerland at 6:30? Well, quite likely either they're eating a meal or preparing a meal. It depends on what sort of action they like to take. Well, now Gertrude probably is preparing a meal. And she'll have the grandchildren over there. And she'll probably have a few other people drop in, as they always do. And she'll have a very busy time, but she always makes extra food because she knows that she doesn't know who's going to be dropping in. Well, now, what are you doing? Each one of you just traveled with me to Switzerland. Each one of you are looking at Gertrude's house or apartment. You know it very well. You're seeing her in her kitchen making a large roast where it's just going to be the three of them. Well, by the time they're done eating, Stefan will be there, and Irene will be there, and Dodo will be there, and Anita will be there, and Anita's mother's going to drop over because Anita was supposed to be home at a certain time, and so then she'll just stay there and eat too. And Heinz is visiting with his mama, and Heinz said, Ma, I got to go over to Gertrude's. She's having roast beef tonight. I'll make you roast beef. You stay home. No, Mom, come on. You go with me. Gertrude always says, more the merrier. So by the time dinner is on the table, there are about 12 people there. And can you see what a fun time she has? Mm-hmm. Can you see how she loves the world she created? And she created a world with the timeless people at her home in the now, enjoying themselves, being themselves, and all doing excellent. You see, you have the privilege of falling in the trap of habit that you have, the habit of thinking that where you are is where you are. But where you are is not where you are when where you are is not where you is. And when you want to be somewhere else in not too long a time, what are you going to do? That's a good question, isn't it? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Are you a world traveler? Are you going to Switzerland from California? What time is it in Switzerland? What are they doing? So you acclimate yourself to that time right now, living in the now. When you live in the now, you'll never have jet lag. When you live in the now, you'll always be living in the perfect timing. Now, you're going downtown to go to dinner. And on the way downtown, you have a flat tire. And on the way downtown, you run out of gas. So you call AAA and they bring you some gas. On the way downtown, you lose your way. You had so many side traps and side tricks that you lost where you were going. So you call the restaurant on your mobile phone and you say, my friends, I'll be a little late for dinner. Had a few incidents. How late are you serving? Well, for you, when you get here, we just begin. And so you go to the restaurant. And in the restaurant, they don't make you feel like you had a flat tire and you ran out of gas and you lost your directions. They make you feel like you're the most important person in the world right in the now. They invited you in the now. They delight in you in the now. And you are taking on that consciousness. Now you're eating, and your mind is thinking that it's like 6:30 or 7 o'clock when you plan to first go and eat. So you're eating in that relationship. And so you're sitting and talking and sitting and talking, and the next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock. And you say, where did the evening go? You're just enjoying yourself so. And so you leave a nice tip for the house, and you get out and pay your bill and go back to your car, and you drive home. Now, you go home much easier than you got there. But you see, all of the adventures that took place didn't stop you from thinking that you really were sitting down to eat at 6:30, which has been your original plan. You say, well, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference by you and your mental attitude. In your mental attitude, you're going to want to say, I had a flat tire, I ran out of gas, I lost my directions. Three things. My goodness sakes, how stupid can you get, you know? And you say, oh, it's terrible. You don't say that. You say, we arrived at the restaurant, and we were served the most succulent meal anyone could ever want, you know. beautiful vegetarian dinner with everything done in the perfect manner. It was so wonderful, so charming. And the waiters and waitresses were all waiting on us because it was like we were early, you know, and they had no other people to wait on. Actually, we were late, they had no other people to wait on, but we called it early. And so we just had a good time, and they kept coming around and bringing us the dessert tray and bringing us the wine and bringing us the conversation bit, and the waiters were telling us, my, you are certainly a beautiful family here, whatever you are. You're a beautiful group of people. You're just so harmonious. I feel the vibrations are powerful with you, you know. They're always thinking, you know, and saying happy things to you, enjoying even a larger tip, because they know how to turn you on and how to make you feel. But what were they doing? They were talking to you in the now. They were sharing with you in the now. If we can live all of our life in the now, we'll be the happiest people you can imagine. And the reason for that is that it's the only time there is. Every other time that we're trying to live in, it's confusion. Every other time we're trying to live in, it's terrible. Now, I say to Anita, Anita, John doesn't leave till tomorrow, but the thing is, what is he doing this evening? And Anita says, oh, he's with some friends, and they're at a storytelling contest. That's why he didn't come earlier. And he has always been winning the storytelling contest, so he's doing that. But at 7 o'clock at night, well, no, no, over there, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, yesterday, you know. And so they're having their storytelling contest and the beautiful afternoon time. Oh, can you see it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Yes. Can you see it in the middle of the afternoon? Yes. Can you see them having a good time? Yes. So you're living in their now, now, which is your now, now. Now, can you live in your now, now, and their now, now, at the same time? No. You shift over to their now, now. And you're living in their now, you're living at 4 o'clock. And here you're living at 7 o'clock. Now, what's going on over here at 7 o'clock? Well, Ellen is sitting here at the table with us, picking her teeth with her toothpick. And she's sort of got a frown on her face, thinking to herself, Herb, you got a big mouth. But she loves it. So, live in the now. Think in the now. Be in the now. And have a wonderful time. Can you see? World travelers never have jet lag so long as they live in the now. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So, I love you. I love you.
I love you.